This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 224. Last week was part one of three of what I call areas of focus having to do with productivity. And today I bring you that second part. Before I get started with these three crucial areas of focus, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse: Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Remo Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpat Accessories, Yuka Tape, U-Basis by Calibrand, Nirvana Handpans, especially their Acolyte model, and last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you're looking to up your in-ear game, if you're looking for molded earplugs or Bluetooth speakers, look no further. Check them out. Go to their website. And if you like what you see, you can get a 20% discount from me. So if you are ready to put an order in, you can email my friend Joe Lesser, who works for Ultimate Audio, at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com with the code DA20. You put that on the subject line or anywhere in the email, let him know I sent you, and you will get a 20% discount across the board from all products. So last week, I spoke about, sort of the previous week as well, about how productivity has been a massive part of my life recently, more than ever, it feels like, in the time when I feel I've needed it the most, or we hear due to this virus that a lot of things are stagnant, and I wanted to not fall into that trap, and I wanted to be as active as possible. So I started breaking down the nine areas of focus that I feel allow me to spread that productivity around. And I spoke about the first three that were mindfulness, body, and learning. And of course, I encourage you to go back and listen to that previous episode if you have questions about those areas. But today I want to focus on creativity, productivity, and accomplishments. Now, I can understand how some of these might seem like they flow into each other or they're the same, but I really encourage you to think about them differently because it allows you to slot your time differently or spread your time differently. So as far as creativity, what I think of creativity is more along the lines of a previous area of focus, which was planning. And it's mostly thinking about things or plotting or setting in motion plans to a degree when it comes to something that is either artistic or something related to your art or to your career. Okay. And I'll talk about productivity and accomplishments in a minute, but I'm talking specifically about developing an idea. Or if you, for example, I would love to redo my website, and it's not something that just happens and that's it, or it's not a plan that I just have in my head and I call that creativity. No, that's more the visualization area. With creativity, I'm talking about more specific things, such as picking the color palette, understanding or having an understanding of what fonts you might want or might not want. Maybe looking into graphic designers. Maybe there is a sort of type of site that you would like. Maybe you really want people to go to your site via their mobile phone, so it has to be more mobile friendly, and a million other things. You know, if you're a musician, obviously, but you're more of a performer, maybe you want to talk about on your bio, right? So that what you do in your bio. So then you have to be creative and write a bio and things like that. So these things sort of start developing. And it's to me, it's very interesting because it's sort of the beginning of a lot of things. In this creativity aspect of it, I would also list things like songwriting or revisiting old songs or re-recording some stuff. So anything that has to do with exercising creativity and not necessarily worrying about the end product immediately. And it's more of setting things in motion. Now, when it comes to productivity, and I know it's part of the whole, you know, global or the big umbrella of this whole situation, but productivity, I wouldn't say it's more important than anything else in this micro way. I think everything is incredibly important. But when I sort of talk about, or what I mean when I say productivity, it has to do with actions that sort of have quantifiable results or product. So if I want to give you an example, put out content on social media, the actual recording of it, the actual filming, the actual editing process, the actual posting, that is what I consider more productive because I feel a tangible product. I mean, it's media, so it's not necessarily tangible, but you know what I mean. There's an end result. You know, if I want to transcribe these podcasts and sitting down and transcribing them, that is part of what I would consider or I would fit into this productivity category. And of course, all these other things end up being a sum of themselves, and they result in productivity to a degree. But with this particular area, I mean having a product to show for it, basically. And it's more of the proactive side of things. It's not only thinking about or sending things into motion, but it's actually getting something that is quantifiable. So the way that, you know, we've heard a million times that knowledge is power, which I've said before, and it's not something that I came up with, but I've learned it on my own, or I've felt it through experience, is that knowledge is as a standalone thing is not powerful, I don't think. It's when you put those or that knowledge into action, big or small, or a big thing or a small thing, or a big act or a small act, I think it's all important, and it speaks highly of the act itself or the meaning behind it. So that's something that I would like for you to keep in mind for sure, because again, it's easy to focus only on the end product, and sometimes the creativity behind it and the sort of inspiration behind it is more important. So don't neglect the creativity part of it, sort of the thought that precedes it or the intention that precedes creativity or productivity, I should say. Now, when I talk about accomplishments, I don't mean, you know, everything you do prior to this is an accomplishment, you know, and I always encourage you to see small victories and give it a lot of meaning because it makes you feel incredibly diligent, responsible, disciplined, productive, and so on and so forth. But when I talk about accomplishments, is specifically what I would normally call running errands or doing things that don't necessarily fit into my creative plans necessarily. So for example, if you have to do laundry or you have to run a bunch of errands or there's a ton of tedious things that you have to do, maybe regarding your taxes or anything that could be considered real life or, you know, tedious situations, this is where I would fit in. And the reason why I think about it as, or I label them as accomplishments or things to accomplish, is because it gives it a different connotation. It might be a little, you know, neuro-linguistic programming that is, you know, seeing things in a different light or giving it a different name to make it either cooler or more doable or makes me want to do it more. So part of, you know, the discovery that I've made or the many discoveries that I've made when I've been splitting these areas or productivity into these nine areas is the ability to sort of compartmentalize and add value or subtract any sort of intimidating aspect of an area by renaming them. So I think this is something that if you learn anything from me today, I think this is something that I think it would be really, really beneficial. And it allows me to feel things differently and to feel about things differently. And when I get them done, it's not a drag. It's not like, oh, you know, okay, I had to run errands or I had to do this or it's something boring that has not to do or unrelated to music or whatever. The label has a meaning. So I try as much as I can to have intention. And it's not like I live this life of completely, you know, doing it, meaning everything I do and doing everything I mean and saying everything I mean and meaning everything I say. You know, there's flexibility beyond among all of these things. But I have found that it's important to look back or look from an outside at these labels and try to understand things better. So far we've covered six things total if you count the previous podcast: mindfulness, body, learning, and today, creativity, productivity, and accomplishments. So I encourage you to keep these in mind, and if you're feeling very unproductive and if you feel like you need more help, the answers a lot of times are within you, and sometimes you don't know how to split it. So that's exactly why I did this thing. And what I mean split it, I mean split your day or your creativity and your productivity or your learning. So this is a micro and a macro thing. And I hope it helps you, because it has helped me a lot, especially this last few days. Next week, third and final part, will include things such as people, relaxation, and work, which I haven't talked about. You would think that it would be a much more important thing, but all these areas are important and they're not in any particular order, so keep that in mind. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.